This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Imagine spending like $15,000 a month on this massive, glossy national ad campaign.
Oh, yeah, just pouring cash into ranking for a broad term, like enterprise logistics or something.
Exactly. You're pouring all these resources into being the absolute biggest voice in the room.
Right.
Only to realize that your most lucrative contract of the entire year just went to like a slightly smaller competitor who was 3 miles down the road.
And it happens all the time.
It does. And why? Because they had a better optimized local map listing.
Which is, I mean, it's a scenario playing out in boardrooms across the country right now.
Totally.
Business leaders are suddenly discovering that their massive digital footprints are just being completely bypassed by these hyper-local searches.
And that is exactly what we are focusing on for today's deep dive.
It's a huge topic.
So if you are listening to this and you've just signed off on, you know, a massive national SEO budget for your B2B firm, well, this next part might give you some serious heartburn.
Yeah, brace yourselves.
We are looking at a really fascinating strategy guide from Double Dome Digital Marketing, authored by Joe Medico.
Right. It's a great read.
And the mission of this document is to expose a glaring blind spot for CEOs, which is the entirely untapped goldmine of near-me searches for B2B and commercial services.
Which most people just ignore.
Exactly. Okay. Let's unpack this, because the underlying assumption in the corporate world is that local search is, well, exclusively for neighborhood pizzerias or, you know, dry cleaners.
Or maybe like emergency locksmiths, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But the enterprise mindset is inherently scaled. I mean, if you run a commercial HVAC company or a corporate legal defense firm, your operational dashboard is looking at regional or national or even global market share.
Right. You're looking at the big picture.
So the instinct is to treat a local map listing as a retail novelty. It's a nice to have, but certainly not a driver of primary B2B revenue.
But the Double Dome Guide argues that ignoring your local digital footprint is just a catastrophic, unforced error.
Absolutely catastrophic.
To put it in perspective, it's akin to building this state-of-the-art, high-capacity commercial bakery.
Okay, I like this analogy.
Right. So you invest in the best industrial ovens, you secure a fleet of refrigerated trucks, you have the capacity to supply every high-end restaurant in a 50-mile radius.
You're ready to dominate.
Totally. Yet you refuse to put a sign on the front door or even list your address in a trade directory because you genuinely believe signs are only for kids selling lemonade.
Yeah, which is just wild when you think about it.
It is. You are effectively handing your immediate, highly lucrative local market over to a competitor simply because they bothered to turn the open sign on for the search engines.
And to comprehend why that unforced error is so punishing today, we really need to examine the timeline Joe Medico outlines.
Right.
Specifically, this phenomenon Double Dome calls the 2026 AI slump.
The AI slump. I really love that phrasing because it perfectly encapsulates the fatigue everyone is feeling with web searches right now.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone is feeling it.
Let's break down the mechanics of what is actually happening there, though.
Well, it comes down to the saturation of generative AI. I mean, for the past few years, it has been practically frictionless to generate endless streams of top-of-funnel content.
Oh, totally. Just zero effort.
Right. If you want a 2,000-word article on the history of supply chain management, an AI can generate a passable one in, what, 3 seconds?
If that.
Exactly.
Oh.
As a result, broad national keywords has become an absolute swamp.
A total swamp.
The internet is just flooded with generic bot-written material, making national search traffic incredibly noisy and, you know, shockingly expensive to actually compete in.
So if a CEO is throwing their marketing budget at national search terms, they are essentially funding an arms race against infinite content machines.
Yes, a literal arms race.
It's a battle of attrition where standing out on a national level is nearly impossible because every competitor has the exact same AI tools churning out the exact same thought leadership pieces.
Precisely the problem. Which brings us to the pivot Joe Medico suggests, which is targeting geo-modified intent.
Okay, geo-modified intent.
Yeah, this represents the shift from someone searching, you know, how does commercial HVAC work, to a facility manager searching commercial HVAC repair in downtown Atlanta.
Ah, okay. The intent shifts from passive research to an active, localized crisis.
Oh, budget attached.
Right.
A bot does not need emergency commercial plumbing in Chicago. a human being with a flooded warehouse does.
Hold on, though. I want to push back on this a bit because it feels like a paradox to me.
Okay, how so?
Well, we are constantly told that we are operating in this borderless, digital-first global economy.
Sure.
We're using these massive language models that have ingested the entire internet. So why would an incredibly advanced AI search engine suddenly act like a 1990s local Yellow Pages directory?
That's a great question.
I mean, if I asked ChatGPT for a corporate tax attorney, shouldn't it scour the globe for the absolute best legal mind, regardless of their zip code?
What's fascinating here is that we often misunderstand what AI engines are optimizing for.
Okay, what do you mean?
They're not optimizing for abstract brilliance. They're actually optimizing for risk reduction.
Risk reduction. Interesting.
Yeah. Tools like ChatGPT, Google Gemini, or Claude, they essentially act as digital matchmakers. And their primary fear is hallucinating a bad or, worse, a fraudulent recommendation.
Oh, right, because that ruins the user experience.
Exactly. They desperately want to avoid sending a user to a phantom business or some kind of scam.
They are terrified of losing the user's trust.
Exactly that. So when an AI attempts to match a user with a commercial service, it looks for what DoubleDome calls entity confidence.
Entity confidence.
Yes. It wants to confidently crown one business as the preferred answer. But to achieve that confidence, the AI doesn't look at how flashy your global website is.
Because anyone can fake that.
Right. A slick homepage is just code. I mean, anyone can build one in an afternoon. Instead, the AI looks for entity proximity.
Let's define that for the listener, because entity proximity sounds like a term straight out of a computer science textbook.
It does sound a bit academic, yeah.
How does the AI actually measure this proximity?
Think of it this way. The AI acts very much like a highly suspicious, risk-averse bank loan officer.
Okay, I follow.
If you go to a bank for a commercial mortgage, the loan officer doesn't care how nice your suit is.
Right.
They want to see your driver's license, your tax returns, your utility bills, and your corporate registration.
I want the hard proof.
Exactly. And crucially, they want the address on all those documents to match perfectly.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the AI looks at the internet and sees verified structured data proving that your business physically exists in a specific location and that the wider web agrees on your coordinates. It establishes entity proximity.
It confirms you are a real entity in real space.
Yes.
Okay, that clarifies the mechanism beautifully, because an AI cannot literally drive past your warehouse to see if you actually exist.
No, it can't.
It relies entirely on these digital breadcrumbs. And if it doesn't see those localized trust signals, its confidence score just plummets.
It tanks.
It will bypass the massive industry-leading global firm in favor of a mediocre local competitor simply because the local competitor provided the structured data the AI needed to feel safe making the recommendation.
That is the core vulnerability for enterprise B2B right now.
Yeah, it really is.
You might be the best in the world, but if you haven't given the AI the cryptographic proof of your physical reality, you are functionally invisible in a localized search.
So assuming a business leader is listening to this and realizing their digital loan application is completely blank, how do they fix it?
They have to act fast.
Right, because you can't just tell a massive commercial operation to wait around for a year while you slowly build brand awareness. How do you spoon feed this hyper-local structured data to these paranoid algorithms?
Well, Joe Medico's solution in the guide is not some multi-year brand campaign.
Thankfully.
Right. It is a highly compressed, highly technical sprint called the Local SEO Jumpstart.
The Jumpstart.
Yeah, the goal is to aggressively build that entity confidence and dominate both the local map packs and the AI recommendations in a window of just 60 to 90 days.
A 90-day turnaround in the enterprise space is practically light speed.
It is. And the strategy relies on three specific technical pillars to trigger that rapid AI adoption.
Let's break those down.
The first pillar focuses entirely on optimizing the Google Business Profile, or GBP. The guide refers to the GBP as the digital deed to your local market.
That's a great way to put it. Though I have to imagine most B2B companies treat their Google Business Profile as a complete afterthought.
Oh, totally.
Like an intern claims it, types in the company name, uploads a logo, and they literally never look at it again.
Which is a massive missed opportunity. Mm-hmm. Setting up the profile is just establishing existence.
Right.
Optimizing it is about providing what machine learning developers call information gain.
Information game. Break down how that works in this specific context.
Okay, so when an AI model scrapes the web, it is starved for specific, nuanced context.
It needs details.
Right. If your profile just says, "We are a logistics company in Seattle," the information gate is near zero.
Yeah.
Millions of pages say something similar.
Very generic.
Exactly. But if you actively manage that profile with posts detailing, we specialize in cold chain logistics for the pharmaceutical industry, operating out of a 50,000 square foot climate-controlled warehouse near the port of Seattle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you have just provided massive information gain.
You are basically doing the AI's homework for it. Yeah. You are feeding it the exact parameters it needs to parse highly specific queries.
Yes, you are filling in the blanks in the AI's knowledge graph.
I love that.
So when a procurement manager in Seattle asks their AI assistant for a cold chain pharma logistics partner, the AI cross-references that highly detailed information gain and instantly elevates you to the preferred answer.
That is incredibly actionable. Feed the machine the specifics. But what happens if the user's query is way too specific for just a standard Google business profile?
Right, like a niche problem.
Exactly. Let's say a user has a hyper-specific local problem. Where does the AI look next?
That takes us directly into the second pillar of the jumpstart, which is building geo-specific intent gap pages.
Okay.
This involves creating localized landing pages on your website that are tailored to the distinct cities, neighborhoods, or even industrial zones your business services.
Here's where it gets really interesting, but honestly, this is the part of the guide that made me a little skeptical.
Oh yeah? Why is that?
Well, if a commercial roofing company serves 40 different municipalities in their state, and they build 40 different landing pages for each town, doesn't that trigger every single spam filter Google has?
That sounds risky.
Right. Isn't an AI just going to look at that and say, oh, this is duplicate content, penalize them?
That fear is completely valid, especially if you apply SEO tactics from a decade ago.
Right, the old keyword stuffing days.
Exactly. Mm. If you take one generic essay about commercial roofing, copy-paste it 40 times, and just run a find and replace to swap out the city names, yes, the AI will immediately flag it as low-effort spam and just ignore it.
So how do you execute an intent gap page without looking like a total spammer?
The distinction lies in providing ground truth local insights.
Ground truth.
Yeah, an intent gap page must offer localized reality that a generic AI cannot hallucinate on its own.
Give me an example of what that actually looks like in practice.
Let's stick with that commercial roofer. Their intent gap page for a historic downtown district shouldn't just say, you know, we do roofs here.
Do generic.
Right. It needs to detail the specific municipal preservation codes required for replacing copper flashing on buildings constructed before 1930 in that exact zip code.
Oh, that's incredibly specific.
Exactly. Conversely, their page for a newly developed suburban industrial park should focus on high-load flat roofs, modern warehouse HVAC weight distribution, and the specific zoning permits for that county.
Oh, I see. So you are proving to the algorithm that you don't just claim to operate in that geography. You actually possess the localized expertise required to function there.
Yes.
You are bridging the gap between a generic service and a hyper-specific local reality.
And AI engines absolutely devour that kind of content.
Because it's real data.
It proves entity proximity beyond a shadow of a doubt because it is rich in unique information gain. It signals that this business is deeply embedded in the physical reality of the location.
Okay, so we've fed the AI highly specific data through the Google business profile, and we've built these unique, locally nuanced intent gap pages.
Right.
But the internet is much bigger than just Google and your own website.
Which is why the third and final pillar is arguably the most structurally critical, and that is consistent local citation synchronization.
The guide refers to this using the NIP rule. NAP, name, address, phone number.
Yep, the NAP rule.
On the surface, this sounds like, well, data entry. It sounds like something you assign to a temp worker. But Joe Medico highlights this as a fatal structural flaw for major B2B operations. Why is basic contact info such a landmine?
Because the web is a highly fragmented ecosystem. It's full of data aggregators, industry portals, chamber of commerce directories, mapping apps.
It's a mess out there.
It really is.
Yeah.
And over the lifespan of a B2B enterprise, things change. They add a suite number to their office, they update their phone routing system, or maybe they slightly rebrand.
Right, like shifting from Apex Logistics to Atex Logistics Group LLC.
Exactly.
And suddenly you have a digital paper trail scattered across 100 different databases, all containing slightly conflicting information.
Exactly the issue. And remember our bank loan officer analogy.
Yes, the risk-averse officer.
When an AI crawler cross-references your business across the web using APIs, it relies on strict database logic. It does not possess human intuition.
That is the friction point right there. Yeah. Because a human looks at an invoice that says Suite 100 and a web listing that says STE 100 and implicitly knows it is the same physical location.
An AI does not.
Really?
Yeah, an LLM sees a database mismatch. If it checks 5 primary data aggregators and finds 3 different phone numbers, 2 different addresses, and a missing LLC on one profile, its entity confidence just shatters. The AI assumes the business might have moved, gone bankrupt, or is entirely fraudulent.
Because it operates entirely on pattern matching. And if the pattern breaks, the trust breaks.
So the third pillar is a rigorous, highly technical synchronization of that NAPD data across every major directory on the internet.
Just cleaning house.
Exactly. You use API tools to ensure that every single database reflects the exact same character for character data.
Right. No variations.
When the AI scans the web, it finds perfect harmony. And that absolute consistency is what finalizes the AI's confidence to make you the preferred answer.
Okay, so looking at the entire jumpstart, optimizing the Google profile, building the localized intent pages, and rigorously synchronizing the NAP data, it makes logical sense.
It's a solid framework.
But I want to pivot to the boardroom perspective for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
A CEO is looking at a spreadsheet. Why should they shift their budget away from a massive, familiar national campaign to fund this highly specific local sprint?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the justification lies in the timeline and the underlying nature of the digital asset you are purchasing.
Okay, explain that.
Well, Gemetico provides a really stark contrast between national SEO and local SEO in terms of ROI.
The timeline differences are wild. Let's look at the national strategy first.
So national SEO, attempting to rank for broad industry-wide terms, is an incredibly long game. The guide notes it generally takes 6 to 12 months before a business even begins to see mature results.
Up to a year of just waiting.
Yes. And during that year, the traffic you capture is heavily diluted. You're catching students doing research projects, you know, competitors snooping on your pricing, and just a vast amount of generic noise.
Right. Contrast that with the 60 to 90 day window of the local jumpstart.
Because the local sprint is so technically targeted, the visibility shift happens in months, not years.
That's huge for cash flow.
It is. And more importantly, the leads generated are precision targeted. The person searching commercial freight forwarder near the port of Long Beach has already bypassed the research phase.
They aren't writing a college paper.
No, they're in the procurement phase. They need a partner now.
It makes me think about the fundamental difference in how we spend marketing dollars.
How so?
Funneling 15 grand a month into national Google ads or broad keyword bidding is essentially like buying water by the bottle.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Right. As long as you keep paying premium prices, you stay hydrated. But the second your budget dries up or the ad campaign ends, your pipeline drops to absolute zero. You own nothing.
You're perpetually dependent on rented visibility. You are paying a toll for every single interaction.
Exactly. But executing this local SEO jumpstart, cleaning up your citations, embedding yourself in the local data graph, that is like drilling a proprietary well on your own land.
Like that.
You are building permanent digital equity. Once you establish that entity proximity and the AI crowns you the preferred answer for your region, you own that localized lead flow. You aren't paying a toll to the search engines for every single click anymore.
And that transition from renting visibility to owning digital equity is exactly what the modern CEO dashboard requires.
Right. They want ownership.
Joe Medico makes a brilliant point in the guide about the decreasing tolerance for marketing fluff.
Oh, the era of selling brand awareness to its CFO is completely dead.
Entirely dead. I mean, business leaders in 2026 have zero patience for reports showing monthly impressions or share of voice.
Because impressions do not make payroll.
Exactly. They demand absolute financial clarity. They want to hear, we spent X amount of dollars and we generated Y amount of revenue.
Simple math.
Because the intent behind geo-modified searches is so high, capturing that localized demand provides exactly that type of predictable, high-margin, measurable clarity.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener?
Right, bring it home.
Whether you are a corporate executive trying to scale a commercial operation, or maybe a consultant advising B2B clients, or just someone trying to navigate the rapid evolution of search technology, the underlying takeaway from the Double Dome strategy is that hyperlocal authority has become the technical backbone of digital trust.
We are firmly moving past the era where being the loudest, most aggressive voice on the global internet guarantees success.
It just doesn't work anymore.
No. The new metric for success is being the most verified, most contextually relevant entity in a highly specific geographic space.
Winning the near me search ensures that your marketing budget actually purchases market ownership.
Real equity.
It replaces the endless, expensive guesswork of national campaigns with a pipeline that captures the demand already existing in your physical backyard. Because, as the guide ultimately points out, you do not need more traffic.
You need more customers.
Exactly. And your most lucrative customers are likely sitting right down the street asking an AI for a recommendation.
This raises an important question, though, as we extrapolate this trend forward.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, we've established that LLMs are increasingly acting as hyper-local, risk-averse matchmakers.
Right.
They are actively prioritizing this entity proximity over broad, generalized authority to keep their users satisfied and safe from hallucinations.
Makes sense.
If that architectural shift continues, how long will it be until global brand authority matters entirely less than the verified, structured digital footprint you leave in your own literal neighborhood?
It is a wild paradox to consider.
It really is.
I mean, we built this borderless global internet only to have the most advanced artificial intelligence force us to hyper-focus on our own zip codes.
Back to the yellow pages?
Exactly. It might not matter how massive your enterprise is or how many national awards you've won. If the AI cannot verify your existence on a specific street corner, you are functionally invisible to the buyers right next door.
Invisible.
A fantastic provocation to leave on. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Go audit your digital footprints, make sure your data matches, and we will catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.